This podcast contains adult language. This is DigitalDarren.com. Today is October 23rd, 2013. Lennis! You already know Lennis self in the building, so it's college football. This is week 9.
Yes, sir.
Picks and kicks. Lennis F is very happy, exuberant, joyful. He's feeling superish for all my people who know what that means. He's just feeling amazing, man. Florida State took care of business. And I'm sure he couldn't even predict this on his best night that they took care of their business like this.
Yeah.
First off, man, how you doing, man? You got a $1 million grin on your face, hey, man.
What's up, bud? It's good to see you, man.
It's good. It's good to see you too, man. Big win.
Yeah, good week of college football, man. Yeah,
great week for you, man.
Oh yeah.
Let's get started. Like real quick, let's go right into it. Let's do the Lewinsky Award. And before we do that, we're gonna have some new sound effects. Lynn itself gave me a good idea for doing sound effects for the Lewinsky and the You Suck Award. So, you're going to hear me starting today. And when you hear the Lewinsky, you're going to hear his sound effect. And when you hear the You Suck Award, you're going to hear his sound effect. So,
let's go with the ball. I got to go with them Seminole defense, man. Seminole defense, the whole defense, man.
Okay. LaMarcus Joyner started off like a world beater, and he set the tone. And I think y'all just kept it going.
Yeah, exactly.
So he started playing really good. All right, so who about your You Suck Award?
Man, You Suck Award, man. After, you know what I mean, a couple of days after the game, you know, after the battle. I'm going to go with Dabo Swinney because he's been running his mouth saying that Florida State is just not that much better than Clemson. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, man, like, was you at the last game or something, man? Like, did you not just see what the hell just happened? Yeah, I mean, was you at the last game, coach? Or, I mean, what the hell are you popping the miles? I mean, what's going on, man? I mean,
they weren't ready to play at all.
I don't think they were prepared like they were prepared for that Georgia game. I think they were more amped up for that one.
And kudos to ABC, not to steal your shine. I thought ABC did a real good production job, showing them how they catch the bus to the stadium.
Yeah,
the whole, so they really built it up as a really big game. And even after you guys had them, I think you guys were up like 24-7 or something like that, and it was clear you guys were the better team.
Yeah.
ABC was still doing it like Clemson can come back and they have a top-notch quarterback. So kudos to ABC for production value.
Yeah.
But, you know, back to what you were saying, I can agree. So for my Lewinsky Award, I think you got to give everybody Florida State. I didn't think Jimbo had it on the man, but if from the top down, from Jimbo to the person who didn't even touch the field to the person who taped the ankles, Florida State was locked in. They went into a hostile environment and played magnificent.
Yeah.
And Jameis Winston gets a lot of that Lewinsky, which he deserves, or Becky, or whatever you want to call it, and he deserves it. But I think you got to give Jimbo his just due.
Pretty sure he got plenty of that.
His girlfriend cute, though, man. So he got him a little cutie. Yeah. Anyway, but, you know, Jimbo had you guys ready to play. The running game started out slow but picked up later, you know. Yeah. And so you guys just overall an excellent game. For my You Suck Award, I'm going to the SEC refs. Too many targeting rules being called this week. All of them were pretty questionable calls. I seen the both of them on Georgia. I seen the South Carolina one. I seen the one in Florida. And I thought all those were really questionable calls. And it's hard to see those really being called in football.
Yeah, some of them, it was a little bit over the top. You know what I mean? Like, some of them flag, they could have been held back. You know what I mean? They want to talk about safety, like, when are you being too safe? You know what I mean? Like, are you just pre-ejaculating on these flags that you're throwing out?
Yeah. Pre-ejaculating is the perfect word. So that's what they're doing right now. All right, now that we got the awards out the way, Here's your minute to shine, man. Go on, let's talk about Florida State versus Clemson.
Hey, man, I mean, hey, the spotlight was on, man. You know what I mean? Spotlight was on. Like I say, Florida State, man, they showed they rose to the occasion. And like I say, it was good to see Jameis Winston in the locker room. Like I say, ABC went into the locker room. And, you know, they showed Jameis Winston and a couple more other guys giving speeches or whatever. But, you know, I think that was pretty big. You know, Jameis Winston saying, we're going to do it big. Yeah, I mean, we're going to do it. Let's do it big. I mean, it's Florida State. So, I mean, it felt kind of good to see that leadership has gotten back into, you know, the Seminoles. And, you know, we got somebody to give us a chance, man. So, you know, we've been waiting on this since
I mean, you guys have had Chris Rich, yeah. Christian Ponder, guys who people didn't really believe in.
Yeah,
this seems like a guy who everybody in Florida State, from the president to Jimbo to every student on campus, believes in him. When he says something, you see the look on the players' faces like they believe it's going to come true.
Yeah,
and that's a really good quality to have.
And I, like I said, man, I got to give a shout out to him, man. Like I said, he's humble enough to, you know, not try to take all the shine, you know what I mean, and give a shine to his team and saying, you know, like, hey, man, my team is a great team, you know what I mean? Like, I like that, man. So, I mean, Jameis Winston, man, you know.
What is that? Very bright. In the past 10 years, what is that win rank in Florida State in the past 10 years?
Man, I mean, last year, I got to say, man, I got to put that win in the past 10 years. They got to be in the top three. Top three games, I say that.
I would say two when y'all beat Penn State in the Orange Bowl.
No, we lost that game.
Yeah, y'all lost that game, not that game. When y'all, dang, who did y'all beat? I would have to say Northern Illinois, because that was y'all first BCS win in the wild, right? Y'all beat Northern ECU.
That was the first BCS victory in a while.
In a while, probably.
Yeah. At the last BCS game we went to, we lost to Penn State. Yeah. We lost that game.
Yeah, so this was the first. So this one, I would say the Northern Illinois, and I would say this one because this one puts you guys square in position for the national championship.
I gotta say that probably that South Carolina game too, also, and like that Notre Dame bowl game was kind of big. Like I say, it was really, like I say, anytime you can get a chance to step on the SEC, I mean, that's always good. So, you know, hey,
yeah,
that was a big victory for us, man, but. You know, hey, them boys, they rose to the occasion, and they went out there and pulled it out.
Yeah, again. So let me ask you this: Jameis Winston, is he your Heisman front runner now?
Right now, like I said, I think he's tied for first or maybe second. He's close though. You know what I mean? Like I said, I can't take nothing away from Mariota from Oregon. Like I said, they still hot. He's still rolling. You know what I mean? So. Like I say, he's either tied or he's in close, you know what I mean, close second. So
I can agree with that. How about Florida State being ranked number two? Let's talk about that. Number two in the BCS. You guys are getting a lot of hate from people.
Yeah.
But right now, you guys are number two. And as long as you keep winning, what people are saying is Oregon plays a tougher schedule than you.
Yeah.
But I think the wins come out at the end. I think what helps you guys play Miami. If Miami can stay undefeated, that'll help y'all. Because if they stay undefeated, they can wind up being the top five team.
Yeah.
And if Florida can come back, I don't think they can win some more games. You know what I'm saying? But the best thing for y'all is for Miami to be undefeated when y'all play them. And y'all if Miami goes 11-1, that's the best thing for you guys.
It's really about, like, going to repeat itself, dominating. If you dominate these games like you dominated the Clemson game, dominate the Maryland game, you know what I mean? I don't understand, like, how you couldn't be ranked in the top three. You know what I mean? Like I say, and I don't understand why Florida State getting a lot of hate. I mean, the BCS just came out. I mean, damn, like, let's be easy here, man. I mean, it's a lot of more football to be played here. So, hey, anybody, we not walking around with the big – I'm not. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna be a buy or
just. What you think Burt Reynolds and Lee Corso doing?
Oh man, they probably down there, you know, making moves. They doing a lot of stuff, man. You know,
they kicking it, huh?
Yeah, they kicking it hard, man. You know,
y'all deserve. Y'all earned that right.
Yeah, man.
Any other games you looked at, and other action you paid attention to this week?
You know, I looked at the Georgia game. I looked at the Georgia and Vanderbilt game, Ole Miss, LSU.
Yeah, and that overall thing with SEC teams, purportedly better teams losing to worse teams, that was kind of a shock. I thought LSU would have came back and won. Those are the type of games Les normally wins.
Yeah.
Same with South Carolina. I'll stop and flip the script like this. South Carolina looked decent. Tennessee looked better. Tennessee looked like they may actually cause some commotion down the line. It seemed like Butch Jones had them on a good roll.
Yeah, I think Butch Jones, like I say, that Georgia game, I mean, he had them there, so.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been two wins versus two top 25 teams.
That's good to see. Like I say, Tennessee could be in the top 25.
Yeah.
You win those two games. So
They would have been top 25. They wouldn't have lost none, but they just had that bad loss at Oregon. That would have been it.
Yeah.
But, and then Missouri and Florida, it seems like everything's breaking Missouri away. And a lot of people are hating because of that. But to win the championship, sometimes you need things to break your way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's not things that they can control.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not mad at them. I think they're taking advantage of the breaks that are being afforded to them. And they lost their starting quarterback, too. Yeah. So it's not like you can cry for them.
Exactly.
But, you know, I'm glad to see that things are breaking their way and they are taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
Georgia, first, Damian Swan. He is the absolute. He might be the worst Georgia player the past 15 years.
Wow.
Like, he's.
That's deep.
He's really, 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 really bad. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And he's bad and consistently bad. And he fumbled a special teams touchdown that they needed. If I was Georgia, I would consider firing Grantham.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not looking at his salary.
That's
you know, he makes $900,000 a year.
Yeah. He's overpaid.
Yeah. And they aren't producing up to the caliber. And so, who knows?
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure on Aaron Murray. Like I said, especially with losing a lot of his weapons. But I mean, at some point in time, you know, your defense got to step up for you. You know what I mean? They got to be able to hold you down sometimes. You know what I mean? You can't go out there and spank everybody. You know what I mean? All the time, you got to be able to pull those tough games out, like the Tennessee game. I mean, Tennessee actually had the game. You know what I mean? If it went for a fumble in overtime. So, I mean, like I said, Georgia defense didn't really provide any help in these last couple games. So, you know, I mean, you got to rethink about that defensive coordinator.
Yeah. In other games, anything else stood out to you?
Man, Oregon had a – yeah, I mean, they didn't really
– they beat the mess out of Washington, but I think Washington is overrated.
Yeah.
So, I really think that I think that the Stanford game – and if they play UCLA, I think that'll be the biggest test for them. You know what I'm saying? If they can do that, that'll be cool.
Alabama spanked Arkansas. They beat out Arkansas. Like they just absolutely destroyed them after Arkansas just played a good game with somebody last week. Was it Ole Miss? It was somebody they just had a good game with.
Yeah. All right, we're going to do a special segment today because we've kind of filtered out some of the fake from some of the real. It's going to be contender or pretender. I'm going to throw out a team. You tell me if they're contender or pretender.
Yeah.
Let's start out. And I'm just going to randomly throw teams' names out. Yeah. We'll start Ohio State.
Oh, man. It's kind of hard to go against Urban. Man, I'm going to say a contender. I know that's a lot of people.
But their schedule helped them too, though, right?
Yeah.
All right. Clemson.
Man. I say I have nothing against Clemson no more, but I'm gonna go with a pretender right now.
Yeah, you gotta be a pretender when you lose 51-14 at home.
Yeah.
Baylor.
Contender.
You really believe in Baylor?
Baylor got the offense, but like I say, I mean I gotta check Baylor out against somebody, man. I mean, somebody that's gonna play defense with them.
Yeah, once they play, I think Oklahoma, Texas, and Texas Tech or get them a good thing. What about Texas Tech? They 7-0 contender or pretender?
Pretenders.
What about Missouri?
Pretenders.
What about Alabama?
Contenders.
With a capital C-O-N-T-E-N.
You gotta go with the champ.
You gotta go with the champs, huh?
Yeah.
What about Missouri?
Pretenders.
How far can they go? They only got South Carolina with Connor Shaw hurt. Tennessee and Kentucky.
Somebody's going to get them. It might be Tennessee.
I think Tennessee's going to beat them too. Yeah. But, yeah. Can they slip up and go to Atlanta for the SEC championship game?
They might can slide in there, but will they beat Alabama or compete with Alabama? Maybe for the first 5 minutes of the game?
Stanford.
Contender.
Oregon.
Contender.
Capital C-O-N-T-E.
Yeah, contender, yeah.
Do you?
Pretenders.
Do you rank number 7? They got some good news. No bowl ban.
Yeah. With 9 scholarships taking it with it.
For three years.
Yeah, but I watched that game against North Carolina, man.
And they sort of lost the game, huh?
Man, they almost blew our chances, man. So, hey, just try to survive, man, until you come to Tallahassee next week, buddy.
And the final team of this segment, the Florida State Seminoles.
Contender.
Of course they're a contender.
Contenders.
So let's do this. We're going to act like in today, we're going to act like it's 2014.
Yeah.
Out of the top 7-8 teams is Alabama 1, Florida State 2, Oregon 3, Ohio State 4, Missouri 5, Stanford 6, Miami 7, Baylor 8. Which four go to the playoffs if you were picking?
Alabama.
Check.
Florida State.
Okay. You guys had a win against Clemson. That would put you there probably.
Oregon.
That would put you there.
And
now, at this point, this is where the fourth spot gets tricky.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Because you know who would make it today probably?
Who? Missouri?
Probably Missouri.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can say.
Or do you?
Yeah, but guess who I'm going to go with, though?
Ohio State. You can't go against Urban, right? They won 18 in a row, but exactly. It's just their wins haven't been that spectacular, and their conference is killing them.
Yeah.
And so I think Urban made a good point. He told them they got to get better because it makes everybody better. All right, so that concludes the contenders and pretenders section.
Yeah.
And you said your four. So right now, in your eyes, who should go? Tell me who should be in the national championship. This is week 9. Who should be in the championship and why?
As of right now?
As of why? Two teams who should be in the national championship and why?
Man, as of right now, I'm going to keep it 100. You know what I mean? Of course, Alabama, because nobody has beaten them. And I'm going to say Florida State. You know what I mean? Like I said, I mean, you can go with Florida State or Oregon right now. You know, but I'm going to say I want to see Florida State because I think Florida State is equipped, well-equipped to challenge Alabama for that number one spot right now.
I think that, and this determines on how much you think of the Pac-12. You got to go with Alabama because they're the champs. And I just think that win you guys had over Clemson is a really good win. So, I don't know what more to say. You know what I'm saying? Oregon has been consistently great.
Yeah.
But I don't see a wild win because, again, I don't think that much of Washington. You know what I'm saying? Who have you played? Who have you beaten? You know what I'm saying? And maybe it's just to the point they're so much better than their conference. Then it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. But I would go with you guys, too. All right. So, that concludes the contenders and pretenders section. Let's go on and get some picks and kicks in real quick.
Yeah.
I normally let you pick the first game.
Go ahead and bust it open.
Okay. First game I'm going to pick, I'm sticking to SEC. Alabama versus Tennessee.
Alabama versus Tennessee? Woo. Man, hey, you got to go with Alabama, man. Yeah.
You got to go with Alabama, but it's a sneaky good game.
Yeah. I mean, it could get ugly.
I don't think Tennessee will let it get. Tennessee's too explosive offensively to let it get ugly.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. They are too good. I mean, like I said,
you can see the potential. You know, Butch Jones is too good a coach.
Yeah. But it could.
Alabama can win by 2 touchdowns, but
yeah,
I don't think they can win by more than that.
I think so.
So what would you say a score? If you had to score the game, what would your score be?
Man, maybe 30, 30-14, 30,
So you got him winning 40. By 20, three touchdowns.
Yeah, they'd be like, three touchdowns at the most.
I don't see three touchdowns. Wait, I'm going to quote your guy, Florida State guy.
Yeah.
This might be closer than the experts think.
Corso?
Yeah. So we'll start with that
Not
game.
So fast,
my friend. Not so fast, my friend. All right, now you can pick a game.
Man. Oregon, UCLA. Yeah.
Oregon, UCLA?
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
You think so?
Yeah. I think UCLA going to be able to play with it for a minute. But like I say, Oregon might be able to just take off from now, so.
Oregon, what would it take for Oregon to lose this game?
Man, I say I was going out there and not keeping the ball in your quarterback's hands for one, trying to make somebody else the man. You know what I mean? You got to go through your quarterback first. So
I think injury, and I think that the problem with most teams with nowadays is that they try to play points for points.
Yeah.
So all these teams run the spread, but Oregon are the kings of the spread. So it's almost like trying to power punch with the greatest power punch ever. You know what I'm saying? You can't win that battle.
Yeah.
And so I think you have to do something different. And that's the problem when a lot of teams have to do something different. They can't.
Yeah.
So I can see that. I have Oregon winning, and the score to me is 48-20. I don't think UCLA can stay that long. You give them more credit than I do.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, this is another game that could get ugly fast. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I say, like it could end up, like I say, out of control, or like I say, UCLA defense could keep them in the game long enough, or at least to halftime. You know, like I say, before it get out of hand. But Oregon, it can get real. And again, it can get real fast. So
it can get real and get real, real fast.
Yeah.
All right, so it's my go?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to pick South Carolina versus Missouri. This game is very interesting. It's at Missouri. South Carolina is down Connor Shaw, but they have Dylan Thompson.
Yeah.
Clowney has been underwhelming this year, to say the least. All that said, I still think this is the game Missouri plays like Missouri and lose. And I think South Carolina wins this game.
I mean, I can see that.
Who do you got?
Man, I got to go with South Carolina, too. I think South Carolina got enough, you know, enough in the tank or whatever to beat Missouri. But like I say, Missouri could show up. They could show up. I mean, like I say.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I agree with you. Missouri can show up. I just think that the difference in this game is South Carolina's pass rush versus a freshman quarterback. If Clowney has anything left in the tank, this will be the game, his coming out party game.
Yeah.
So that would be my difference.
Yeah.
It's on you.
For the pick of this game?
You already said you got South Carolina win.
Yeah.
So what's the next game you want to pick?
Let's see. It's going to be – I really want to see how Clemson can react to losing a game like they did just this past week against
Miami. Yeah, games like that are so demoralizing when all the chips on the line. Yo, that's actually a sneaky good game. I agree with you.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
I think this could make or break Clemson, man. I mean, like I said, can Clemson bounce back off that and show people that – I mean, like I said, that they're not all that with people seen against Florida State. And like I said, they are a good team. Or, like I said, you could just fall off and lose another one. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. What do you think? They're playing Maryland team, who I think is about to lose every game they play.
Yeah.
So, I think Clemson's going to win. But how do you think they play in that game? Do you think they're sloppy? Do you think they come out crisp with something to prove?
Man, they're a little banged with Taj Boyd. He's banged up. But, like I said, I don't know. Like I said, it could get out of hand. Clemson could go up big. Or they could sit up there and let Maryland do what Maryland do. So, I don't know. I like Clemson in this one, though.
I like Clemson, too. Big old close game.
Yeah. Man, it might be close, but it could get ugly, too.
Okay. All right. Next, for me, is Stanford and Oregon State.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm a big Oregon State fan. They're 4-0 in the Pac-12. If they wouldn't have had that loss to Eastern Washington, they would be in the top five, too. Maybe top six, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, that was the worst thing for Oregon, them losing to Eastern Washington. In Oregon State, Sean Mannion has been playing lights out football. They actually had him number five in the list of Heisman candidates.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the upset. I'm going to go with Oregon State. I think Stanford played a tough game against UCLA, and they can't do anything besides that. So
I'm going with Stanford in this. I'm sticking with Stanford.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think they some contenders, so I mean, I don't think they're going to let me down in this one. All
right. And then last game?
Last game, I'm going with Florida State and Florida State and NC State. This is a big payback game. Well, I said you can go with the other game. I mean, this is just a game that I want to, you know what I mean?
Go ahead and talk about the game you want to talk about.
I mean, this could be my extra, you know what I mean?
No, that's okay, so let's talk about it.
A little throw-in game. I think, you know, Florida State got to redeem itself from last year. And then, like I said, this is supposed to be a trap game, but we are at the house, so let's see how we respond after a big win on the road.
I think this is the evolution of Jimbo Fisher from the standpoint. He got the big win he needed. Now can he keep his team focused throughout that? And so I think Jameis Winston is his biggest weapon. And I didn't say this when we talked about Florida State, but he made a great comment when they interviewed him before the game started. He said he trusts Jameis Winston completely.
Yeah.
And sometimes coaches need, just like players need coaches to develop, coaches need players to develop. And I think that Jameis Winston has developed Jimbo to a better coach.
Yeah, I can agree.
And so that's one of the things I am very glad. For Jimbo's sake, I'm glad that he matured to, you know, trust Jameis or whatever. So I agree with you. I actually think the way they've been playing this year and this focusing Jimbo looking is, I think they see the gold at the end of the rainbow. I think they beat the stuffing out of North Carolina State.
Yeah.
I think it's 50-10 or something like that. I think y'all beat the snot out of them.
Yeah.
And that's just being honest.
Yeah.
All right. The last game is number 10, Texas Tech. Versus Oklahoma, number 15.
Yeah.
At Oklahoma. If Texas Tech is legit, they win this game.
I'm going Pretenders. Pretenders. I'm going Oklahoma.
Going with Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Texas Tech starts a freshman quarterback, so I'm going with, I'm going to go with Texas Tech because Blake Bell has been bad, too. I think the thing is, their quarterback coaching can improve their play in the game, whereas Oklahoma, they're stuck with Blake Bell, right? So it doesn't seem like he can get better during the game. It just seems like they can hold the fort. They almost lost to Kansas. Kansas may be the worst program in Division I. Who you got? You got Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, I'll take Oklahoma, man. I just think, you know, Texas Tech, man, they, no defense. I don't think they're going to play any defense.
I'm going with Texas Tech. This concludes the picks and kicks part of it. And just as a conclusion, last week Leonard Self went 2-2. I went 0-4, so you might not want to listen to me. The games that cost me were, of course, Florida State and Texas A&M, Florida, and I picked UCLA to beat Stanford. You know, we haven't spoke about Money Manziel. Do we need to get him in this podcast real quick?
Hey, they Johnny Manziel, man, he played a good game, but I mean he didn't have no help from his defense.
Well, I think he made two of the worst football plays you ever seen in your life.
The interception
and the one Mike Evans caught. He just happened to catch it where he went back 20 yards like Tecmo Bowling and just threw it up for grabs.
Yeah,
that was one of the worst football players ever. That's enough, Money Manziel. He'll get enough time later.
Yeah.
All right, so that concludes the picks and kicks. Lennis is up on me by 4 games now, maybe 6. I have to do the math and see. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Lend yourself, Florida State all the way.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. Y'all bees out there. Appreciate y'all for listening, man.
All right.